The following is a presentation of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
The BVU Beavercast is proudly supported by alum and two-time All-American Monty Mers and High Country Search. Elevate your search at highcountrysearch.com.
Welcome to the Lodge. It's time to settle in for the Buena Vista Wrestling Beavercast. Join host Jason Bryant and head wrestling coach Jeff Brees as we talk all things BV wrestling. Now, on to the show.
And welcome back. It's been a little while since we've talked with head coach Jeff Brees here on the BV Wrestling Beavercast. And as the news has circulated, Coach Brees will be vacating his post in Storm Lake to take a head wrestling coaching job at Division II Lake Erie College in Painesville, Ohio. So this will eventually be, well, actually it will be the very last edition of the BV Wrestling Beavercast, the only Division III specific podcast here on the Matt Talk Podcast Network and in the nation talking wrestling. Coach Brees had the idea to bring this show into the fold and provide Buena Vista and Beaver Nation insight into the wrestling program for a couple years now, and we're putting a bow on it, Coach Brees. And first of all, congratulations on the new hire, but a little bittersweet, I understand.
It's one of those, I guess, tough life decisions that you have to make. And when you're 19 and 20 years old, and you hear people say that they made a decision for their family and what they thought was best for your family, it sounds honestly a little bit like BS. And then when you get older and things start to change in your life, that it makes perfect sense to me right now. So, I'm getting to take over, an amazing job that I couldn't be, more lucky to have. And it's a perfect move for my family too. I've been hustling as a wrestling coach, trying to get to a certain level for 10 plus years now. And very little of that time was spent anywhere near my family. Near my parents, my grandparents, et cetera. So I'm really excited for the chance to get back and close to my family. And again, with a really great situation that Coach Hogenboom is put together for me. So really excited about that. But really, I mean, there's so many things that I'm going to miss about Storm Lake, that I'm going to miss about BVU, that I'm going to just in general, there's unfinished business here and I don't like leaving with unfinished business. But it is by no means a reflection on what I think of the program or where I think the program can be or accomplish. And in a lot of ways, I think this past year was an aberration. Just about anything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. And it seemed to happen in about a 4-week span. I think there's a much better team coming back next year, and whoever gets the opportunity to have those guys, they're going to get some great kids. They're going to work their butt off, that they're going to do the right things in the classroom and the right things on Friday and Saturday night. And I think they're going to be really pleasantly surprised with what they have here.
When we talked about goals, that's something we preached about throughout the course of the end of every year, the beginning of the next season. What goals did you hit as a coach in the four seasons there in Storm Lake?
So we didn't hit a lot of the big goals as far as, you know, national champs and multiple All-Americans and those kind of things. But a lot of the foundational goals that we felt like maybe weren't in place or needed to be improved upon, we hit a lot of those. The first thing that I tried to do when I got here was reconnect with the alumni, get them excited about what BV wrestling was again, because the tradition is the tradition, and people needed to be excited about BV wrestling again. And I think we've accomplished that. I think there's a much bigger presence and a name recognition of BVU wrestling in the state of Iowa that maybe wasn't there when I first got here. And I think that really pans out in the type of kids that are coming to visit our campus now. And you know, there's a junior visit day coming up next Friday, and there's some absolute hammers that will be on campus, and I'll be sad to not get a chance to work with those guys should they become future Beavers. But there's really good things happening here from the foundational side. We've done very well fundraising. Our team GPA has gone way, way, way up. Multiple scholar All-Americans, had guys nationally ranked, which had not happened in a while. And, 34th in the country, while it doesn't sound like a huge number, that we weren't happy with 34th in the country the year that we were 34th. We haven't been anything in the country the vast majority of the years in the last decade. So 34th in the country, started to put the program back on the map. IAC, freshman of the year, back-to-back years, just a lot of the small things that are building blocks that were a really big deal at the time. I think the program is in a place now where that no longer should be a big deal. But it really was in those first few years. And one of the cool things is we have an opportunity, and I say we, I guess it won't be we here in a couple of weeks, but there hasn't been a four-time scholar All-American in BVU wrestling history. And that goal is still firmly in place for next season. And hopefully there can be a handful of other juniors and seniors that jump right on board with that. And that year that we've been talking about, where it was, five or six guys were scholar All-Americans, is very realistically in play next year, I think.
Coming from you spent some time at the Division II level at the beginning of your career, then to Division I, then now Division III. Now you're going back to Division II. And what is the landscape in the Iowa Conference and Division III as a whole taught you about the world of wrestling? And how do you think that's going to make you a better coach moving forward into a scholarship division?
I think the biggest thing that I learned, and I wasn't naive to it, but it has been reinforced since I arrived at BV and as I took the Lake Erie College job, it's not easy anywhere, and it's not supposed to be easy. Doesn't have to be super complicated, though. Talking a lot about doing the simple things and doing them right on a consistent basis, day after day, time after time. That's what it really takes to win. It's not rocket science. There's a little bit of luck that goes in there, but you need to do the simple things right over and over and over and over and over again. And if you have 40 guys on the roster, you got to have 40 guys doing the simple things. And if you have 10 guys on the roster, you got to have 10 guys doing the simple things. That's really what it takes. There's pros and cons on paper to every division of wrestling. But the reality is it just takes what it takes, no matter what division it is. And it's going to be hard no matter what. And it's hard if you inherit a team that potentially could be top 10 in the nation. Well, you got to do the work to be top 10 in the nation, and you got to set your goals above that. Being in the top 3 or 4% of teams is really, really hard. It's also really, really hard to go from the 80th best team in the country and become one of the top 50. The top 20. There's no easy solution. Nobody, in my opinion, has a better situation than anyone else if they don't do the simple things. It doesn't magically happen anywhere. It may look that way from the outside looking in, but it doesn't just magically happen no matter where you're at.
When we look at the things you're leaving behind, one thing I never got a chance to make it down there to eat at the Villager or have light and fast subs. I mean, what are some of the cool things that are around Buena Vista University that make it a really cool place to live, coach, and for students to basically be a student athlete?
Yeah, so we talk a lot about it. We're right on the lake. Our wrestling room's literally 30 yards from the lake, and there's a beach right outside of our wrestling room. At BV. And so that's an awesome thing to take advantage of, just, for good views, it's just a cool atmosphere. There's La Juanita's the taco place. It's amazing. We just added a good Italian place, some really, really good barbecue at Smoke and Hereford. So plenty of places to eat well. One of the things that I'm going to miss and that gets taken for granted here with the smaller campuses, it takes you 5 minutes to get to everything. I left for a dentist appointment 2 minutes before I had to be at dentist today and was early. It doesn't take a lot of time to get places. And that may sound like small town to some people, but that's a really cool advantage. You can wake up in 5 minutes from your dorm room and get to anything that you need to get to, and it doesn't feel tiny. Like there's so many great things about this place, and President Merchant has brought in an amazing vision, and 5-10 years from now, this place is going to be a completely different world. He's already hustling, and it's going to be an even better place than it already is. And, you know, to tell you how I feel about BVU, I got married at the Arch at BVU, the historic Old Main Arch. It was one of the most beautiful places my wife and I could think of. And this place is always going to have tremendous meaning to me. It's a great place. I'm very, very excited for what the opportunity I have in front of me, but I can't stress enough how much I love BVU.
You've had the opportunity to work with two different athletic directors in your tenure there. The Jack Denholm came in as a wrestling guy, a guy that spent a lot of his career most of his career as a wrestling coach. What do you say to somebody who's coming in and maybe looking at this job that says, okay, what is BV wrestling going to offer me as a coach? What's your message for the application pool following you here?
I spoke to it a little bit earlier. I think that there's a great group of guys in place. Certainly some more recruiting needs to be done and building needs to be done on that side of things. But there's a great group of kids to work with that are hungry to get better and hungry to succeed and to prove people wrong. I think that's the first thing. Some of the best facilities that I've coached in at BVU. You'll talk to other coaches around the state, and Iowa's a unique place. We may have maybe the seventh or eighth best wrestling room in the country, or in the state rather. But it's the same size as a room that I had at NC State. NC State had a really nice room. So facilities wise, it's a great situation. There's a lot of benefits here and a lot of support from the top down. I mean, even a university president that loves wrestling, has knowledge of the sport and is not just an outsider looking in on it. So there's a lot of benefits. I will say, without being too terribly biased, I think there's a guy that could do a hell of a job sitting right down the hall right now. I hope there's an awesome applicant pool and the guys that I leave here get an amazing opportunity with whoever the new coach is and they take things to the next level here. But I know there's a really damn good coach sitting right here in this building, too. I'm encouraged by that. Whatever role he remains in, I know our guys are in good hands with him.
When you look at the recruiting base and again, how competitive the nature of Division III in the Iowa Conference is, especially with the talented wrestlers that come out of high school in this region of the country, going into Ohio, you're dealing with the same type of thing. You've got not only that, you've got Division I, Division II, Division III, neighboring Pennsylvania with 30-some college teams in there. You've got the NAIA schools popping up in the Mid-South and into the Southeast. So while there is a fertile recruiting ground, it may be even more competitive than your current post.
Yeah, I think I said it earlier. It's not easy anywhere, man. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's why it feels so awesome when someone considers your team great and you get to take home a trophy at the end of the year. Because it's not easy. Even the places that make it look easy, it's not easy anywhere. And that's exciting. The challenge of that is very, very, very appealing to me. I think, there are varying degrees of where programs are and how long it might take one program to get from one level to the next. But it's not easy, but it's a great place where at least for me, I can drive around in a 3-hour radius and recruit some of the best guys in the country and possibly get back home in time for dinner. Where if I was in a different location than in Iowa or now being in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and all the states that will be surrounding me, I may have to go a heck of a lot further to see some of the best guys in the country. Now they're right in my backyard, and that's pretty awesome.
Also might be in a situation where you have to recruit kids against your dad.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that has happened. Time and time again, even at BV, it's a small world.
And for those, for your dad, still an assistant coach at Washington and Jefferson, home of the Presidents, which I know we're not talking about W&J here, but that first year I got to announce the D3s a couple years ago in Cedar Rapids. The best name ever in Division III wrestling, well, at least in recent history, Sonny Boy Blanco. Gotta love that one.
Yeah, Sonny Boy's hustling in the coaching world now, too. He's doing a really good job. I think he might be in between places right now, but he jumped right into the coaching world right out of the gate, too. So that's a name that is probably going to be around some wrestling circles for a while.
I sat there, and all I could do without the microphone, I was like, oh, Sonny Boy. I was like, I expect him to be Irish, but no. He spent last season at Muhlenberg, which also had a coaching change at midseason. But as we look at some of the tougher aspects of coaching, and when you look at it from the top-down view, you look at your record, you look at the conference record, you look at some of these dual meet scores, and at least on paper, Jeff, they don't really look glowing in terms of maybe applying for a job moving up. I mean, how do you kind of deal with that? Maybe, I guess, for lack of a better term, a failure in terms of, what you were expecting and what you wanted to get out of. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I mean, to have this record right now as a head coach going into another job, it's like, you know, people look at me like, well, what's the deal here? So, I mean, how do you explain that? How do you deal with that internally?
Well, I think there's two things. One, I know we were doing the right things at BBU, and it was just simply going to take time. It was going to take more time than even I really wanted it to, and thought it would at first. But we were in a situation where we could do all of the right things when I first got here. And if all the breaks fell our way, we made a jump forward. But if one or two things did not go quite the way we needed it to, it had a major impact versus if you're already really established, those things are stumbling blocks instead of possibly walls that you have to kick back down. So I know that that's part of it. I also trust in the fact that I know we are doing the right things, but I also know that the people around me and that have gotten a chance to talk to me and even the search committee at Lake Erie, they saw that I was doing the right things and they saw the potential that not just me, but just the knowledge that I've gained from the other coaches that I've worked with along the way, what I can bring to a program. And they, you know, this was not an easy job to get at Lake Erie, where they ran out of candidates and said, well, we'd like to give this guy a job because he wants to be here. It was highly competitive, and it, you know, I don't want to get into who all other candidates were. I don't know if that should be public knowledge, but there were some pretty solid names that had some pretty darn good success throughout the coaching world there towards the very end. So, it wasn't a situation where, oh, we'd like to have a guy to just direct this. I know in talking with, alums and just a lot of other people around the program, they're really excited about somebody that they truly believe could take Lake Erie College to the next level. And the next level for them is, you know, trophies at the end of the year at the NCAA tournament. They've done the top 10 and top 15, top 20 thing. And they truly believe that I'm someone that can do that. That's great pressure. And that's great for me that there's that much belief, but that's also where the bar is. And so I know that if they think I'm the right person to do that, then I can rest pretty well at night and just be at peace with the work that I'm doing every day. Put as much work in as humanly possible and put my head on the pillow at night and be at peace with the work I've done.
One thing I also want to thank is the listeners of this program. Again, for a Division III program that's seen better days, we kind of push the social media technology into something new with Division III wrestling, and 29,000, over 29,000 listens on this program over the past couple years. Top shows, no surprise to BV alum, the most listened to episode on this particular program was the Al Baxter interview from October of 2015. So 2,300 listens on Al Baxter. And KJ Pilcher, one of the top wrestling journalists in the country, if not the world. He had the second most listens on this program. So you had the old coach and the guy who had wrestling turn his life around at BV as the top two listens. So I want to thank you listeners out there, you BV alums and folks around the country who have ties to the program, as well as Monty Mertz, who sponsored the program for the last year for you in terms of being able to free up some things for coaching situations there. But overall, I mean, I guess if you were to recap, you know, the last couple of years in a couple statements, what would it be?
Oh, just honest, steady progress. It's not all on paper, but I truly believe that myself, Coach White, Coach Garcia, Coach Shadow have built a really solid foundation here. And I'm excited for whoever gets a chance to take it over and put their mark on it and make it their own and, you know, maybe do things different than I did, but take what we've done and make it better. Because I think there's tremendous potential at BVU. I can't stress that enough. I didn't make the change out of despair of what BVU could be. It was just an amazing opportunity for me and for my family. So it's something that I'm really, really proud of. I am disappointed that I couldn't do more for the BV family that's out there, for all of our alums that, you know, deserve to be able to go into their local watering hole and be able to brag about how great the program is and how great it's going to be. I wish we could have done more. But I also know that we did a lot to put things in the right direction. So someday they can have that. They can walk into a bar in Waverly or Waterloo or Dubuque or wherever and be proudly and blue and yellow. You know, not really the question you asked me, but I want to make sure that I get this in too. I've had some amazing mentors here and people that have made a huge impact on how I do things and will do things moving forward. You know, Josh Merchant has been amazing as a president and his short time here and just his vision on things has forced me to even think bigger than maybe I once did. Jack Denholm has been an amazing AD, and anybody that gets a chance to work for him is going to have a great situation, especially as a wrestling coach. To have a wrestling mind like that in the building with you will be amazing. And I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to run out of time and people to thank here. But I think also Mike France has been unbelievable. He's our VP of enrollment. And he has been such a mentor to not only me, but my wife, and has forced me to think about things in different ways since I've become a coach. He's challenged me. He's been a guy to bounce ideas off of. And just, you know, I can't say enough about how great the people are here at BV. You know, I'm really excited for the next person, whoever that is, whether it's somebody that's sitting right here in this building or whether it's the best coach that can be found all over the nation and that's outside of this building. I'm really excited for what they're going to walk into and what they're going to be able to do here.
So we've got more people to thank. I mean, anybody else you want to throw out there? Because I've got a list that I'm writing down right now that I also want to throw out there that have been guests on this show. But you may continue for about a second if we can do the old stall tactics here.
So from that point on, I feel like I'm going down such a slippery slope because there's going to be a name that connects to another name, and I'm eventually going to run out there or leave somebody out that I want to thank. So I'm going to kind of do big blocks with this. You know, the BV alumni here have been absolutely amazing to me. They've been so welcoming since day one. They have such great passion. Reaching out to me even yesterday as things were starting to become official and all through the morning, they have amazing passion. And I can't thank them enough for jumping on board with everything that we did. They didn't have to do that in year one. They could have taken a wait and see approach and prove it to me approach, but they love their program here and they've been all in. Too many people across campus and in the administration, our faculty here has been great to work with. Everyone in admissions hustles hard for us. Just, I mean, even throughout the town, there's great support for wrestling here, and I've made so many friends. and people that I'm really going to miss. It's a slippery slope to go down and start naming individual people. There will definitely be people off air that I shoot a text to or maybe exchange a phone call with, but just, you know, it's a big family around here, and there's a lot of people that are excited for this place to take off again as far as wrestling goes.
And as far as guests go on my end, I also want to thank you, Jeff, for at least bringing me into the fold here and have an opportunity to rock some Beaver Nation gear as part of wrestling shirt today. And of course, as part of my normal wardrobe, it's always cool to wear a wrestling shirt from the state of Iowa, regardless of what program it is. But I want to thank Al Baxter coming on the program, Jack Denholm, Ryan Schweitzberger, who has been on the program, Monty Mertz, who sponsored, Rick Caldwell, Ryder Weishadel, Kristen Abre, your previous AD, Dan Dresser, Ernesto Garcia, and Sean White, your coaches, nearly every freshman in the last 3 years who's been on the show during freshman move-in day. Brad Kirkhoff really helped facilitate that, and of course my friend KJ Pilcher as guests of this program. This show, in case you want to go back and listen to it, at bvubeavercast.com, we'll be there. It's not going away. It's just we're putting a bow on the show, and maybe we'll hear Jeff Brees pick up something with the Lake Erie College Storm in the future. But that will pretty much wrap up our 37 episode run of the BV Wrestling Beavercast, and I'll turn it back over to Coach Brees. You know, what's your Jerry Springer final thought?
I guess my final thought, we say this a lot around here, so I guess kind of for the final time, once a Beaver, always a Beaver, go Beavers.
Is part of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
For more wrestling podcasts, head over to MattTalkOnline.com.